The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Our Heavenly Father, we open our hearts this morning. We ask, dear Lord, that you bless us from your face. Under our parents, your servants, whom you have granted a portion in the commission of grace, we ask this morning that from the ministry you have given to them, you will give blessing to us this morning. Grant utterance, grant understanding, grant light. Give us breath from your word. Let there be life. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The way to prosper. The way to true prosperity. You can be with God for a very, very long time and not know it. Because that is not what God first bring out. When you meet a great man, you don't start with the great man with his purest treasure or greatest treasure. When you meet him, you always meet him from outside. Why? You are a stranger. Are you aware? There is something, you are coming to meet him. There's a way his wife knows him. That for you, you will not know him as long as you keep coming like that. You will have to abide with him for a while. Then you will know him in a manner. What you see, the great God has put his manner of life in our relationships and in creation. When you go and marry a new wife, in your heart, you want her to know you. But she can be with you for years and not know you. That after you have been together for 10 years, she's now beginning to know you somewhere. And she's wondering, this man is sweet. That man has always been sweet, but she has not seen that place. And no matter how we describe, it will still be like, okay, yes, I know. So also with God. You can be with God until you pack your bag and come and bank on him. There are things about God you will never know. I said what? Until you pack your bag and come and bank on him. There are things about God you will never know. Just like the person who keeps coming to a man's house. That is why we say that thing they call dating. Nobody knows any man like that. It's what they call courtship. Nobody knows any man like that. Abba. Who is the man that wants to woo a lady to marry her? Marry him. That will wear dirty clothes outside. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He said we are having a date. Then he will wear dirty clothes for the date. Something is wrong with his mind. It's just normal. Are you with me? It is when you come into the house of the man, you will know whether he's clean or he's dirty. It's not when you are dating him. Forget that one. Is everything there is packaging. Many people are dating God. And Sunday is their usual date. Their date is usually on Sunday. 2 hours. We have a date with God. Is that not how they say it in Lagos? You know, in the cities, you have a language. There's a way in Benin, it's a date. You have a date with God. And you are actually dating God. That's the word. We have a date with God. a date with God will change your life. And your life has not changed since you have been attending the date or holding the date. Because there is something you get when you come on a date. Now, when you go on a date, there's a package after we finish eating in the date. They will now buy you some things to take home. You now go and share with your friends at home that you, as a sign that you went out on a date. Abby? We Abby small. So the little you are getting from church is just that extra package as a sign that you went on a date. That little refreshing you had, like, oh, I was so blessed, is just the little food they served in the date. Now imagine now when you pack your bag and you come and bank on God. You won't eat date food, though. No, there's a date food that the guy may not have at home, but the packaging will make him give you in the restaurant. But by the time you now go and live with him, you know that you don't eat pie every day. When they chop pie every day, some days will just chop things will go shock you. They would ask you, what is the house? Now you serve nine good, they tell and say, let's say we get this one, it remains small. That one remains small. The reality dawns on both of you quickly. You are no longer in date mode. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Society calls you a bad woman when you still want to be in the house of that man and be doing dating. They call you what? You are not a wife material. Is that not the word for it? You know, I'm with you people. You are not a wife material. Because when they do dating, we understand. We they chop things where we don't even get money to afford, we will chop them. We impress things in you. We impress. Well, after we don't impress you finish, you can't enter house, can't express. Amen. When you hear God, every time you hear God, God no be date man. God na relationship man. God is who? A relationship man. And in relationship, there are demands. That is what makes it work. Do you know why that guy will walk away after 3 dates? And we had 2 dates. And he's no longer picking my call. Na date. Now waiting. Na date. When you meet the one that will marry you, maybe the only time he will take you out is the day he wants to propose to you. Because from the word go, he will be building it on something he wants to last. He doesn't want, I beg, if it will not work, let it not work now. He doesn't want it to break in my heart after 2 years. So when he's meeting you, he wants to be your friend. And when he's want to be your friend, clearly he's going somewhere. Are you getting me? He's very serious. So you don't meet a guy who will come and propose to you and then still telling you maybe in the next 2 years. He's never ready. When he's ready, he comes out. Because relationship is serious. And if you can't commit to relationship, you are not serious. And you know something about our soul. Many of our soul, all of us have it, but some of us have it extra. We don't easily commit to long-lasting relationships. And including God. God inclusive. Are you with me? We don't. So if God they fuck up, you wait for 1 week, you don't show up. By 2nd week, you are thinking of alternative. Brawale, Afa, anything, Brawale no they show up. You can go to anybody. You don't know what it takes, what it means to wait. You are not a relationship person. But Jesus can save every man. Are you with me? God wants to bring us into a relationship. And the relationship God wants to have with us, there are a kind of people that can have that relationship with him. If they say you are a friend of God, God would have given you a measure of blessing, because if you will be his friend, he should be proud of you anywhere. Have you met somebody who wants to be your friend, but first of all begins to upgrade you? Are you getting me? Because he wants to be your friend and wants to make sure that he will not be ashamed of you anywhere you go out together. So he does what? He upgrades you. So God wants a relationship. Follow me. God wants what? But first of all, God will do what? Upgrade us. God will do what? And when he upgrades us, he gives us true prosperity. From God's perspective, there is a way to prosper. If you don't know the way to prosper, he will teach you the way to prosper. Because all of us have an idea of what is prosperity. So, if God wants to have a long-lasting relationship with you, he will span out something that will reach your children after you. And he will take his time to build it with you. Because he has loved you. He has what? Loved you. So let's start from Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Hallelujah. Amen. The Deuteronomy 25 we read today, we will still read it. I like that chapter. Jesus. Amen. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt what, everybody? Join me. Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest. So when I meditate not because I want to be high. You know, today we hear many things in church. I meditate not because I want to preach. I meditate because I want to observe to do. So when I'm looking at it, meditate means I should look in between the lines. I should look at the details. White man say the devil is in the details. I say also the blessing is in the details. That is where you have the blessing. If we dash, you put it on you, so that you can be quoting it. It is the day you pause to consider it that you know whether it is a curse or a blessing. You can be quoting that statement. Like the one Brother Tolu quoted this morning. Okay? That statement said the devil has strength, but he does not have salvation. Okay? You can be quoting it and not know that you are holding debt. Until you pause to look at the details. Scripture, God does not want us to just carry it. God wants us to look at it and meditate on it. Do you know why? When God wants to make you his friend, God first wants to upgrade you. For God, relationship should be long-lasting. It is to our myopic sense that makes us see, I am born again. The next moment, heaven, oh, heaven, heaven, heaven. You are not getting the picture. You are born again. Great. God really wants to upgrade us. And upgrading us is very, very important because he wants to showcase us. You know the greatest joy of a lady, of a woman, is that after 2-3 children, her husband can still hold her hand in public and just take a stroll on the streets. It is satisfying. You see that thing he's doing? He's saying, though your shape don't change, I still love you like I love you before. And so we tell young men, if you start thinking of another woman because your wife don't born 3 children, shape don't change, you are a boy. Certainly before you marry, her shape go change. And you should love her like that. In fact, you should see the new shape and it will be your new normal. You will sit down here and be saying, oh, you are looking at me and smile. They say, why did they laugh? You smile again. Babe, they look you and they see things. And they see things. You must, that is what makes you a man. Now then they call maturity. You can see before it appears. You look, see that. I just see you and they smile, She give the wonder why they smile. You they settle things. God does not just want to get you born again. God wants to get us to a point where he can showcase us before principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. He wants to show us. He wants to show the many-sided wisdom of his will. Oh my God. He wants to show what? How wise he is. So the deal is a very beautiful deal. Are you getting me? To the intent that now, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10, unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So God wants to showcase us. So the deal, I said, is a very juicy deal. And this is, we must get the deal. We must get the deal. Because if we don't get the deal, sometimes we are eager to quickly have food on our table at the expense of our birthright. Did you get that? Did you know that when Esau was hungry, that Jacob was also hungry? But Jacob was busy cooking his food. And that's the difference between the person cooking the food and the person sitting in the sitting room waiting for food. It could be like, say, hunger, then just they pound you somewhere. Sweetheart, kidney of tea, what's hunger? But if you are in the kitchen cooking it, you are engaging the process. That is what I'm saying. God wants us to engage the process with him. Because the vision must be plain and we must have it written upon tables. Tables are hearts. The vision must be written where? On tables of the heart. So that we can run with him or we can endure the process. So the duty is to make the vision plain upon hearts. Let hearts see the vision so they can endure the process. Habakkuk 2 verse 2. God wants to make us so beautiful that he will not be ashamed of any one of us. That when we appear, he can easily say, look at this guy. If you know where I raised this guy from, I raised him from Nigeria. No, you don't understand. Angels are clapping and say, calm down, calm down. Don't clap. Let me finish. At the time where Tinubu was president, that was the time I really, really did so much purification in him. God wants to be proud of us. So, when God wants to bless a man, he first makes sure you understand that I want to bless you. Inclusive in the blessing is that I will so bless you so that I will showcase you. But there is a how to the blessing. Tell your neighbor, there is a how to the blessing. Every time there is a method to a madness, the madness is intended to produce something. So, when you say, when that author wrote, our husband has gone mad again, we want to study the madness and see, is there a method to the madness? Are you getting me? Because once there's a method to it, then there's something the madness is intended to achieve. Sometimes you look at God's love and you are wondering, why do you love me so? We have sang many, many songs. The love gets you tipsy. Why? You are wondering, where are you going with this thing? So when God pay your rent, give you good job, give you a house, give you a wife. He's going somewhere. He's going somewhere. Listen, when God puts you through some Herculean experiences, he's also going somewhere. So our brethren went out for evangelism, and then they met this guy, and the guy said, I have a question. After they finished preaching, I have a question. I love everything you said about God, but why did he allow me to have an accident? He's on crutches. Very bad accident that could have killed him. But you know what? There's that point where you are thankful. Thank God I didn't die. Later on, you'll now start getting angry that you are alive. He's a human being. They preached to him. They got him baptized in the Holy Ghost. He was speaking in a new tongue. But he still had that question. I know vex. God is good. Why did he allow me to have an accident? And one of them answered him. He said, if you didn't have this accident, you know I won't see you to talk to. You know that if you didn't have this accident, even if I passed your front of your mother's house, you won't listen to me. He looked at him. He said, it's true. It's true. Actually, it's true. So even when we go through very terrible experiences, God is heading somewhere. Out of his love. Amen. But it says you will have to read this book of the law, and then you will meditate to do the things that are written inside the book. As long as you are doing that, you are making your way prosperous. Now, this puts a twist to the subject of prosperity as we have it in church presented today. The subject of prosperity is often presented as God will prosper us. Look at that statement. You will prosper yourself. Let's read. Yes. For then thou shalt make that. It's not I will make thy way. You will make your way. So what has made you not prosper is you. It's you. I think that the day we turn the tables around and we begin to see this subject like this, it changes everything. It changes everything. It doesn't matter what you have now. You have not still prospered. Kai, you have not still hit it. There are playthings you will hit. You will know that, hey, that one was a child's play. Oh, that one was a warm-up. And you can stay with warm-up and be feeling like a big boy. We have not still gotten to where we are going to. I don't know if you understand me. It says you will make your way prosperous. Then you won't stop there. Then you will have good success. Good success is a success that cannot be reversed. And it is a thing that follows prosperity. Are you with me? Good success is what comes after you have prospered. And now settle that I am the one that will make myself prosperous. So, should we not still pray that God should prosper us? But there's a way he answers that prayer. He doesn't answer that prayer like you are hoping that when you leave this place, somebody, as you are closing meeting, somebody will just shake you and squeeze one thing into your hand. Brother, have a lovely week. And you will say, that brother blessed me today. God use that brother for me. We all like that. That as you are stepping out of this place, somebody just drive by and pause. I just feel in my spirit that you need a job. Can you do this kind of a thing? And that's a 5 million naira job monthly. Thank God. Today's service, now me God come for. Is that not the way you will go away? That is exactly the way you will go. You get what I'm trying to say? That as you are ending this meeting like this, you just inside the taxi, and then some guys are just gisting and about one idea, and the thing just show you, well, I've never seen like that. And you just took one step, took another step, and the pool of money opened like this. Hey, I won't forget that day I entered that taxi. That is not still prosperity. You know prosperity? Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Let's go there. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful. That is prosperity. Be what? The other ones after be fruitful are all hanging on be fruitful. Now, what is be fruitful? Be fruitful actually is grow and become the best of your kind. Gain the maturity of your kind. When, I'll give you a very practical example. When a young man gives birth, she spam na spam. Answer me. You can't be holier than me. She spam na spam. Abby? He gives birth at 16. Impregnates a lady who is 14. And the lady gives birth for him. He's 16. No be picking the bone. No be picking. Thank you. I'm sorry. But you see that child? See that child? It's not like when that same guy impregnates another lady at 40. I will explain everything I'm saying. It's not the same. But spam na spam. Spam na spam. Or else, scripture will not record. Go to Genesis chapter 5. The generation of Adam. Scripture will not record that the fathers were this age, gave birth to their children at this age, then lived, then gave birth. They won't record it that way. Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years. And he begat what? After another 800 years. So it means that they are not the same. So God would delay Abraham to be 100 to give birth to Isaac. And the one Abraham gave birth to before Isaac, God said, this one is not the promise. This is not the seed. The promise will not go with him. But spam na spam. No be Abraham's seed. So when they say be fruitful, you know what it means? Bring our thoughts now into Christ. Bring our thoughts into Christ. When I say be fruitful, this is what it means. It means when you were born again, you are Christ in your spirit. You are Christ where? In my spirit, in your spirit, you were Christ. You are not fruitful until you become Christ in your soul. That is when you have moved from a seed form to a mature Christ. So a mature Christ is the one that is termed fruitful. So fruitfulness is growing from seed to the maturity and be the best of your kind. You are Christ, but you are not the best of Christ. You are Christ in fieldiness. Do you understand that? You are Christ that is still disobedient. You are Christ that does not love brethren. You are Christ that is selfish. Are you getting me? You are Christ that is not kind, but you are Christ. The problem we have today is people trying to say that Christ is Christ. Whether he's selfish or he's stealing money, Christ is Christ. And we say Christ is not Christ. Christ must go through purification to be a kind of Christ that God wants to see. God wants to bless us. So I said, that when you say prosperity, and it is you that will make your way. Your way is your soul. Your way is your what? Your soul. Your way is your soul. So if I will make my soul prosperous, I will be Christ. I will be what? Christ. And I cannot be Christ because I'm born again. Get it. Don't confuse it. When I'm born again, am I Christ? Yes. In my spirit, I am Christ. But this Christ, still they keep malice. This Christ, sometimes, you know, they greet brethren. This Christ, anytime we are having special meeting and we have to make donations, you know, they come church. After the special meeting, he go resume. This Christ is skillful in unrighteousness. It does not, he's Christ. But there is a Christ that loves all things of God, that hopes all things of God, that believes all things of God. No, the two of them are not the same. Two of them are not the same. So one person has journeyed, made himself to prosper. So to make my soul to prosper, I will have to observe things that are in the book of the law. Did you get that? When I observe things in the book of the law, now, I am, that is me making my soul to prosper. You know, sometimes in scripture, I just say that, blessed is in this selfish show. This thing appears selfish somewhere. That thing I'm doing may have a corporate effect, but does not affect you personally. Let me explain. When we all come together, if Brother Wale has spent time reading his scripture, Brother Timmy has spent time reading his scripture, Brother Imole has spent time reading his scripture, and we have all read our scriptures. You know, we have not all read our scriptures. Beloved, you know we have not all read our scriptures. You know. And until that law was raised, it didn't become clear to us that we are Christians who don't read Bible. We are Christians who don't read Bible. We go 2 days, we have not opened the Bible. But now it is a law. It's a commandment and instruction. And you know that you are wrong. May God forgive us. So we have all read our Bibles. Then we are Christians who also have all prayed. Because sometimes we read our Bible, but we don't pray. Hey, aye, this thing. When we gather together, there is a way we have fire in every one of our vessels. Apostle Paul said, how is it that if, when you all gather, one has a psalm, another has a doctrine, another has come to him with a prophecy? Let everything be done in order. I say, hey, there was a church like that. Oh my God. No, that's not it. It should be 1 Corinthians. Yes. That when thou comest. Okay, thank you. 1 Corinthians 14:26. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you, Jesus, this is a church. Every one of you had a psalm, had a doctrine, had a tongue, had a revelation, had an interpret. Cardilla Makedo, my father, let this church return. Amen. This is the church. Today we church where we get to. People will have their bath and be going to church. A gathering of Christians, and they are not coming with everything, anything. They are not coming with one. This church, all of them have it. How is it then when ye come together, every one of you get 5 things, carry 5 things, follow body? No. This church, they are even begging, they let all things be done unto edifying. When you talk small, calm down. Because somebody can be prophesying and interpreting. Turn the whole service to tongue and interpretation. He came with plenty tongues, and he came with interpretation. Another one came with revelation to a point where you don't even want us to just come, let another person talk your own. Hey, there was upon a time there was a church like this that we had to beg people to calm down. They're coming down. Calm down. The church we have today, people gather empty. No tongue, no psalm, no revelation. Only thing, he didn't even come with Bible. He came with a phone. He came to church. He came on a date with God. So if we have a church where everybody is like this, you know that we supply fire. Corporately, we supply fire. Now, we don't have that kind of church. Are you understanding me? So, this brother came with a revelation and with a psalm, but he didn't come with a tongue and interpretation. This brother came with a tongue. This brother came, when I say come with, it means from home, a tongue was following you. A tongue was following you. If you just pray 2 minutes, it will appear. If you pray 2 minutes, the tongue will follow. You came with a tongue. Is that what I said? The tongue didn't come to you in the meeting. You came with a tongue. And another brother came with an interpretation. He just knows that thing done the heart. He just did that statement, that thought. Just the moment that tongue came, he knew this is the interpretation. And he came with it from home. Hey, church not be playground. Church is the house of many blessings. Now, if we did that, but there are some people in same church that didn't come with anything. When this brother is prophesying and this brother is interpreting, we are all blessed together. Am I getting it? Their labor, private labor, brings blessing corporately to us, but does not impart you directly. I'm trying to say that you still need to go back and do your work. They have blessed us, but they blessed us from somewhere. That place they blessed us from does not transfer to you. That source that they labored on and put pressure on to bring out that blessing does not become your own because you were in that meeting. Do you understand what I said? You will still have to go back and do your work. Amen. So when we come to the gospel, every person must be willing to do their work. That statement was made to Joshua, but now we know that that statement is for everybody. That statement is for what? Everybody. That is how you make your way prosperous. So for a man's way to be prosperous, there are things the man is or things the man has been doing. He has been doing stuff. Right thing is that that man is a doer of the word. That man is what? Now God wants to purify Christ. And he now said, let us lay out a manner such that everybody that will become pure Christ, pure breed, will be blessed in that manner. So now go to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 and see that thing that they laid out. And our parents have been laboring on this since April till now. The labor has been on this place. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And to virtue what? Knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, that is where we are. And brotherly kindness actually is the last addition that now makes you become brotherly kindness. Add to brotherly kindness that now makes you become charity. That brotherly love is a commandment, like other ones are commandments. Other ones are what? But you see, this Christ is diligent to become something. So he's busy adding. Now you see how much labor has come with brotherly love. Some of us got conscious at brotherly love. Go back. Go back to April. Go back to May. You will see the labor on godliness. Go back and see the labor on patience. You will see the labor on temperance. God's servant took each of them one by one. Many of us just woke up now that we're discussing brotherly. Each of them cannot be less than 2-3 chapters if you want to make it a book. cannot be less than 2-3 chapters. It took time on patience, as if the whole gospel is patience. Go back. I think that should be in May. Then he finished that one. He went to godliness. He spent time on, in fact, he had begun talking of godliness from Preparation for Life campaign. In February, he handled godliness like, for like an entire week. Everyday teaching was godliness. That was the point we arrived to realize. To realize that godliness actually is that place in your journey where you cannot but obey. If you have not gotten there, you have not gotten to godliness. Something riots in you that they gave you and you can't do it. You are restless, like some of us are restless now. You are owing scriptures. You have not read that thing. Hey, they have jumped again. We have another Sunday. We have read Deuteronomy 25. And you know, 3 chapters are behind. Something in you is, another person is not feeling it. Which one are we reading today? Brother Wale is reading again. Share this, it's not too long like this. Long scriptures like this should not be put on Sunday morning. Shorter ones is okay. You are not on the same page with that guy. I don't agree with that. You are not. Definitely you are not. You know, I realize that if not for this scripture reading, that some of us never stop. As you wake up and pray in the morning, that's what you're going to do. Turbo. Your leg na turbo. From morning to night, you are everywhere. The next point you come down, you are sleeping. Ah, this day, they no kill me today. I make it today. But this down tells you to sit down. You are a Christian, sit down. Abba. You now sit down, you open your Bible for the first time. Many of us, our children, we grew up to see us reading Bible. Jesus show. Because the way we are going, we are always reading on the wheels. Now, when one brother just raised one thought, ask one question now, Revelation can't flow. You feel charged, nothing there. That charge na nonsense. Nothing there. You never read Bible for 2 weeks. When they tell you that you're going to lead prayer tomorrow morning. Hey. Okay, I want to pray. You first write the prayer burden. You now use Google to check places in scripture where this statement came off. I say, may God forgive us. Am I saying the truth for somebody? Yes, Abba. Can you da? So God's servant took time on each of those places. And it's good to know that each of those things are commandments that are meant for our prosperity. Commandments are meant for what? Our prosperity. So if I do not observe to do, remember, it's not only one thing you are going to observe. There are things in the book of the law. So there are commandments that I will observe. Then I will do them. I said observation is to look into them to details for the purpose of doing them. So I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. I'm turning it over in my heart. I'm turning it over in my heart. Patience. Patience. There's a first meaning that comes to you on the surface as meaning of patience. When you look deeper into patience, you realize that there are things there that I should pay attention to. You are making your way prosperous. That way you will make your way prosperous. You have not seen prospered. You have only made your way prosperous. Because it is the man who now walks in the way of prosperity that will eventually prosper. But he has to first of all make his way prosperous. Did you get that? We finally landed at brotherly kindness. And that is where we lead me to Deuteronomy 25, where we read this morning. Can we go to Deuteronomy 25? I like some things I saw there. And I'm wondering, God of Israel, have mercy on us. Daddy was still reading Deuteronomy 15 and looking like, wow, wow. God is very interested in relationships. And for God, relationship is a way God gets to know if he can have a relationship with you. Oh, yes. It's not your prayer. If it is by prayer, some people would have sitting on the throne. They pray from heaven, from now to whenever. 10 hours, 50 hours, 72 hours. Yes, some people pray that long. They didn't pause to go and eat. They are praying. And when they come down from their prayer, they can slap somebody. Their temper is hot. The temper has now been anointed. So their wife stays away. Their children stay clear. Daddy has come down from the mountain. If you are not careful, fire can burn you. The prayer did not tamper with the natures and the soul. But they can exhibit traits that show anointing. God is a mystery. God, you see, there's just one guy in one corner who can't even pray that long. And God is his friend. God will not do anything without telling him. How can I go and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? They are just talking about the fate of people. Two cities known in their time. And God just tell one man, it's not good to go and do that thing without telling Abraham now. That thing was going to happen and nobody on earth knew it but one man. And the man tried to beg, but the will of God be done. They didn't meet up. And the man and God understood that they didn't meet up. And that man was not registered to be the strongest prayer man in his generation. God is interested in the way we relate with ourselves. That place we read in 2 Peter chapter 1. So it means that everything I'm adding is for that relationship. Can you see that way? So when I have faith, faith is for relationship. Then I add virtue to faith. It is for relationship. Then I add what to virtue? I add knowledge to virtue. It is for relationship. Then I add temperance to knowledge. It is for what? Relationship. I add patience to temperance. It is for relationship. I add godliness to patience. It is for relationship. So if I am not doing relationship well, I have a problem, sir. I have a problem. I have so much problem. Look at where we are reading. Deuteronomy 25. If there is a controversy between men and they come unto judgment that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, then the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to the fault by a certain number. I like verse 3. 40 stripes he may give him and not exceed. And not exceed. Why would the God of Israel say, flog him, but don't flog him more than required? Lest if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes. So 40 stripes is not many stripes. Oh, go, go, go. Then thy brother should seem vile. Because when you are beating him, he's crying. Did you see that? He's not smiling that you're flogging him. When you are flogging him, he's crying. So when he has cried to a point, it is okay. It is okay. The scripture that came to my heart when I read this now is Paul said that brother that was committing fornication, put him aside. Let the devil deal with him small. Then later I wrote back to him and said, Abba, una tu duam now. This brother is our brother. Let the devil not take advantage. Receive him back. Because although we have put him aside, we did not discard him. He is still our brother. Relationship. Jesus said, a man that knoweth the will of his master to do it and doeth it not will be beaten with what? Then the one that knoweth his master's will, that knoweth not his master's will and therefore did not do it, will be beaten with few. So the few stripes is more than. No. Few stripes is 40. Minimum of few stripes is 40. Many stripes now is more than 40. Jesus knew his master's will and did it. How many stripes did they give him? They gave him 39. They didn't give him 40. They gave him 39. They didn't give him 40. 40 is for the person who knew it and who does not know it at all. So they gave him maximum for the person. Oh my God. Just one more. It will mean that he doesn't know his master's will and therefore did not do it. Just one more. There are things you read in scripture that are not coincidence. It's too... The details are too arranged. Too arranged with doctrine, with spirit of truth. Too arranged. So they flogged him 39. He knew it and he did it. So the one that doesn't know it at all, they will flog him 40. The one that knows it and doesn't do it, ah.
Banta, ekestu susuvasta. I am a God of detail. I am a God of detail, 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 detail. Even the blessing is in the detail. 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 Ka 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 longo ko ko ologo logo costa colon costa colon costa. I bring you even the commandment, even the commandment, the commandment, the detail, the detail, the detail. Lagalagalos to susuvata. Le fronto. So when I say that even you will be revived for my name, it's because I bring you the commandment and you are made to do it. You are made to do it. Beaten with less than 40 stripes. Revived. Elegalaka. You will suffer for my name. It's the beating of you less than 40. For I bring you the commandment. I bring you the commandment as one that will know and do them. As one that will know and do them. So I beseech you this day. I beseech you this day. Even as my children, obey. Be committed to obedience. Be committed to doing. Be committed to observing to do. Observing to do. And thou might make thy way prosperous. And thou might make thy way prosperous. Yet know, for you will be revived. For you will be revived. For you will be revived. It is ordained that you will suffer. For therein shall you be glorified. For therein shall you be glorified. Alagalo castele oshtalavata. Lekevanta. Decease my detail. Decease my commandments, sister spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So thank you very much, sir. So it's very, very clear that there is a dishonor that comes to you when you want to still do the work of God, the will of God. There's a way the world looks down on you. You feel that since I'm obeying God, then everything should be. No. The world will still mock you. They mocked Jesus. When they were flogging Jesus, it was not fun. It was not fun, but it's a sign. That flogging is a sign that he has done the will of God. So there's a number that is a sign that you don't even know your left from your right. There's a number that is a sign that you knew it, you didn't do it. Then there's a number that is a sign that you did it. You knew it and you did it. So that tells us that though I'm observing to do, I am adding consciously and consistently. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It does not exonerate me from certain afflictions. But those afflictions are the afflictions of the righteous. They are the afflictions of who? Of the righteous. Verse 4. Thou shalt not muzzle the ox. They muzzle the ox when he treadeth out the corn. Just one verse on that subject. It took Paul to take that subject and to expand it to the church. To say, if it speaketh about those who labor to make bread available in the church, that they bless you with their spiritual, you should bless them with your canal. That is what that means. Wow. Because a standalone thought, in the whole of that thought. 5. If brethren dwell together, how good and pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unity? Oh. Quickly. Psalm 133. Let's read that together. If brethren dwell together, for brethren to dwell together in unity. Verse 2. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bed, even Aaron's bed, that went down to his garment. That is how pleasant it is, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the Mount of Zion. That is describing how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It now uses those verses and lines to describe how pleasant it is. Are you getting me? Colon. There, the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is in unity the Lord commands the blessing, even life forevermore. Did you see it? Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Can you see an exclamation mark? Did you see that now? For there, the Lord commanded the blessing in unity. Is where the Lord commands the blessing. So there is something about our togetherness that holds the secret of blessing. There's something about relationship. Now, I don't know how that makes you feel. I like to know what works and how it works, sincerely. And personally, I don't mind staying as long as possible to know how it works. Because if I know how it works, it will work for me. It will work for me. Then I can show my child how it works. Because we're on earth and people are doing many things. I've seen people who are rich and I've seen them leave the stage and everything collapses. I said, what? This man no even feel cut soap, give you pekin. Make he get small ladder. Abba. His own child can't sustain the estate and you see it crumbling. Few years from his death, everything is finished. So there's a way it works that makes it generational. Do you understand me? And for me, that is important. I want to know it. I don't mind staying until I see it. If I don't see it, I tell my child, keep staying until they show it. He will last, you go show him. Last, you go show him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There is a place where the blessing is commanded. It is in relationship of brethren. So we must honor that place. For us, it holds the blessing. He said there the Lord commanded the blessing. Even life forevermore. So there's everlasting life that is commanded in the midst of brethren. Go back to Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 5. If brethren dwell together, can you see? Now, bring the description of how pleasant their brethren. But one of them die, but they dwell together. By reason of their dwelling together, there's an expectation from every one of them that continues to live. And have no child. So there is blessing among them, but there's one that have no child. Does that sound like a stripe you get, even if you have done right? Did you see that? Though I'm doing right, I'm still taking in some stripes, but it's just an evidence that I'm doing right. Nothing else, nothing spoil. The wife of the dead shall not marry without unto a stranger. She should marry within the brethren. Did you get that? Her husband's brother shall go in unto her and take her to him to wife. And perform the duty of an husband unto her. The first place you see this expressed and God was angry was in Genesis. Jacob had a son, Judah. Judah had a son. And Judah's son died. And his younger brother refused to allow his wife to be pregnant for his brother. The Lord killed him. I read it as shock. I read them. It shocked me. Then the wife went to the next one. The next one repeated the same thing. The Lord killed him. Abba, Abba. So there is a law in God that though he had not written it out like this, was known to them. God didn't write it on paper. But that Lord was with Moses, with Abraham, was with Isaac, was with Jacob. Jacob had taught his children, and they were supposed to keep that law among themselves. We are talking about great-grandchild of Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, then the son of Judah. Fifth generation. Violated it and the Lord smote him. It was not written in black and white. The Lord had always been with them. So when God was talking with Abraham, not be everything he tell Abraham, now they write for book. You see it even in the manner of their life and the way God would get angry with some things. God had said certain things to them. God smote him. Then you read that God smote him. Then we don't really know what that one do first. We now read the second one. They now gave us the detail. Because he did the same as his elder brother and God smote him again. Wow. What did they break? What is the law they broke? The law of brotherhood love. The law of what? It was brotherly kindness commandment that they broke. And they are worthy to die. Do you know why the Lord killed them? Then their names should disappear from the record of they that lived. The Lord wiped them out. You don't deserve to have a wife and have a child of your own. The Lord killed him. If you finish reading that place in Deuteronomy, do you know what the Lord required? Just give her a son so that first son, where you go born through you, that one will not be your picking. Now you impregnate her, but now your brother picking. That you are now the adopted father or is an adopted child to you, but now you born and really. Because that child is donated to your elder brother. Hey! When I read them, I say, Chineke. So you see that when daddy was saying that there might be need for seed to be given to brethren, that there's a root in scripture. And you should give the seed and not mind who takes the seed. What's your business? Donate it and go. And let your sister have a child. And let that couple that are struggling with a baby have a child. It's rooted in scripture. It's rooted in scripture. That you can even say, sweetheart, this couple, they have been struggling. In fact, the last doctor's report is not good at all. It's not good at all. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? I've been thinking about it too. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Maybe we should just have a child and give to them. Exactly what I'm thinking, sweetheart. We're in the same spirit. Let's try that. And you go nurse the Pekin. Carry them. Born the Pekin. And give it to them. And look away. And look away in the same church. You see that the commandment is going higher. This is the point where you say, oh God, okay, oh, who shall hear this? It's an hard saying. But it's rooted in the document of truth. In the scriptures of truth. and look away.
I love, 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 I love,
love. Even the greatest of the commandments is love. Yet it's hard. Yet it's hard. I say to you, do not have this word grievous in your heart. Do not let them be grievous in your heart. Oh, I say it is possible. It is the greatest. It is the highest. It is the highest. It is the highest. It is the highest. Oh, Casta, you must not be offended. Disciples said, these are not sayings. And Jesus responded, are you also offended? Are you also offended? You must not be offended. In the heights, the air you breathe there is not as the ones you breathe even in the lowest. The height of commandment, the air is tightened, the air is hardened, but grace is made available. You must not be made offended. You must not be offended. You must not be offended. So I say, I bring grace. I bring grace to your heart. I bring grace to your heart. I bring grace to your heart. Even at various revelation of the word of the Lord, at various revelation of Jesus, grace is accrued unto you. Grace is given. Do not fear in your heart. Do not fear in your heart. For that's the beginning of defeat. Do not say, who can do this. Do not say who can do this. Do not give it to other persons. These are the ones that can do it. It's for you. I bring my grace. I bring my strength. But your strength will not be little. Your strength will not be little. For these, even the days of adversity is closer. And I say your strength will not be little. For my grace is made available to you. Says the Spirit.
Amen. Why would the Lord put this in place? He said so that your brother's name is not put out of Israel. So your brother's name is not put out of Israel. Go to verse 9. Then you are asking yourself, what is this matter that is serious like this? If the brother's wife, the living brother of the dead one, refuses to do this thing, the wife will go and report to the elders of the city. Then they bring him to the gate of the city. Then shall his brother's wife come unto him in the presence of the elders and lose his shoe from off his feet. What does that mean? He doesn't have the gospel. The gospel has not made an impact on him. The least expected impact of the gospel is brotherly kindness. Did you see that? They will lose the shoe from off his feet. Then they will spit on his face. He doesn't deserve to look on the face of Yahweh. He should cover his face with shame. And shall answer, so shall it be done unto that man that shall not build up his brother's house. So when he was doing that, he was destroying his brother's house. So the matter is serious. He was destroying his brother's house. What have I come to say today? The commandment of brotherly love is a serious matter because it is a matter around relationship. God is a God of relationship. And if we are not minded at relationship, God will not have relationship with us. Take it or leave it. It is the truth. You can't do anything against the truth. but for the truth. God will not have anything to do with us. Will he not answer your prayer? You get things from a date. He will give you. Those are things you get from a date. But you know the real blessing that God wants to give us is the blessedness you find in a generation of a man that has followed the Lord. And I think I like that blessing. I think I prefer that blessing. That a man can obey the Lord to a point where the Lord will say, your family, see this line, they are my own. They are my own. You will never lack a man here to call upon me. That children will be born in a home where Christ is just like the first aspiration. They are all racing towards Christ. Do Christ, do Christ, Everybody there, their father has laid down the precedence. And now it cannot but obey to Christ. There is something the Father wants to bequeath that cannot be given if we do not hearken. That thing is a pattern. It's a pattern in the blessing. That is the way they give men blessing. You must do your portion. You must do your part. And our part is to obey, follow to do, observe to do, observe to do. And we will do it diligently for a season. Then heaven will approve. Are you with me? That we have done our portion. God wants to raise men who are in generations blessed. Blessed. A lineage that is blessed. For many of us, we are the first generation. For some of us, you are a second generation. Are you getting me? For some persons, you are a third generation. We are not stopping there. We'll push it to the fourth and to the fifth. And as we move upward in the generations, there are things the Lord will abhor. You see that young man, what's his name? Is that Onan? Heaven could not bear it. They smote him immediately. They smote him. They are not talking about Jacob. They are talking of Judah's son. The blessing had crossed a fourth generation. You are a fifth generation and you are violating the law of love. They smote him. They smote him. They cut off his name from Israel forever. The only thing we remember of him was he that refused to build his brother's house. That's the only remnant, the only thought left of him. What he could have become in the future with God and his people, we can't imagine it. It's cut off. Do you know what it means that a man is cut off from the lineage of God? Let me shock you. Genesis chapter 5. And let's read the generation of Adam. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Verse 2. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son his name in his own likeness after his image and called his name. Where is Cain? Where is Cain? Where is Cain? Cut off. They will renumber the thing. You won't appear there. They will say it 1,000 times. Your name is no longer there. May that not be our portion. May we never be in that shoe. Do you know what it means that Judas was numbered? And every time they mention Judas, they add to him. Today we read it, they added traitor. In other versions or chapters, they said the one that betrayed Jesus. The one that Judas, there are two Judas. There's one that betrayed Jesus. There's another one that is the brother of James. Not Iscariot. Then there is Iscariot that was also the traitor. Forever and ever, that is the way he is seen. He betrayed brotherhood love. That thing he did that day was not just to sell Jesus. was betraying love. God's love was betrayed. So when a man is found in that space, one of two things happened. The devil has entered into him. Satan has filled his heart for a man to be found in that space. Or he did not follow at all. To have companied with the Lord and he kissed the Lord. Do you know Jesus said, I have entered this place since morning and this woman has kissed me and none of you have kissed me. None of you kissed me. She has been kissing my feet. And then you people are now complaining. This guy kissed Jesus. But the kiss was was to sell him, was to betray him. So that thing he did. Oh, if heaven opens our eye to know what that thing is in the spirit. That thing Judas did was against a grade of love that has never existed amongst men. That was worse than what Onan did to his brother's wife. That was worse than what Cain did to Abel. May God help our hearts and bring us to a place where we can exalt the things God exalts. Now, I like to know what is it in it for me. Because I've realized that until I'm fully redeemed, I am selfish. So when I always see what is in it for me, it strengthens my heart to go for it. No be so you be. That's how we are all. All of us. Yes, what is inside it for me is a blessing of prosperity in the spirit and in the natural. That is that thing inside it for me. That I can do this and my children after me, the Lord will cut a covenant with them. Anywhere they run to. Abba. They can't even run. You hear what he got said? What did David talk? He said, where can I go to hide from your presence? Oh God. Where? If I go inside water, you're there. If I go and make my bed in hell, Abba, you will follow me there. There is blessing of life. God cannot showcase a man who has not passed this exam. I say God cannot showcase a man who has not passed this exam. You see the way we're celebrating our sisters that just became baristas. But they have long graduated from the university. They have even served Nigeria. But they are not baristas. Ewo. Did you see that? They are not what? They can't go to the law court and solicit or do any legal work. And then in the name that I graduated from OAU Department of Law. Uh-huh. Which batch you follow go law school? Christ is a major degree. But they don't give you that degree overnight. Will we add and add and add and add to mount it up to that degree? It's a major degree. I was sharing with some people, I said, when you say first degree, some of us see it as only what happens in the university world. Some degrees, some extension of first degree is not in the university, four walls of the university. But they are extension. They are part of it, but they have been excluded to be given to you outside the formal university world. I'll give you an example. One of them is law school. Which university is that? But it is part of first degree. One of them is ICAN. Is it master's? Law school and master's? Not be masters. You are either first degree or masters. Anything in between it is first degree. Did you get what I said? Any certification you get in between first degree and masters is first degree. Whether you went to go and do programming or whatever, which one would I do that sometimes? Now, first degree is an enhancement to qualify you, satisfy you to function in the workplace. Do you hear what I'm trying to say? We must see these additions like that.
Are you born again? Yes. Will you go to heaven? Yes. Heaven is not the question we are discussing here. The subject of discourse is sonship. And you don't qualify as a son if you have not added and added and added. This each thing you add is called value. So help me say value. You add value deliberately to yourself. You build value with time. It takes time to build the value that can now be bequeathed to your children after you. It takes time, particularly in the spirit. It takes time. You add value. You add it. So when we say to faith, add virtue. That's another certification. It means that there's a body of knowledge there. It means you have to read. It means if you fail it, you will repeat the exam. What does that mean? If you fail it, what? You will write the exam again. Do people repeat, fail law school? Abba. And they will pay money again and go back and write the exam again. Do people write I can and fail? You are sure? Oh, yeah. They will pay money again and go back to class. Until they write and write and write and add the last one. This thing is simple now. It's clear. You are doing the exam. Small, small. Small, small. Small, small. Until you finish it. All of that is still I can. What I call them? I can do it. Until you finish the last exam and they pass you, you cannot do it, sir. You cannot do it. If you try to do it, you are an impostor. Are you with me? So add to your faith virtue. You will go and read and study and observe to do and do it. And they will mark your script and you must pass. Tell your neighbor, I must pass. Oh. Are you sure say you won't pass? If you go pass, you go study. People don't pass because they pray. Hey, oh. I say people know they pass because they pray. Those students for campus, where we say they go stay campus, they no go stay campus, rather. They go, they jump everywhere, they do program, program. You always for gym. Hey, gaga. Kiapatu. Chijiagaga. Gabukade. You know them. They know they come out with first class. 2-1 is far from them. 2-2, now the lower part than they. Third class, now their house. You know them. We can start counting all of them. Now just mercy of God. Now can favor them for ministry now. We thank God though. But you go university, actually you go school, you no learn. You wasted 4 years and you should be ashamed of it. It's an investment that shouldn't have gone to ruin. You were not serious. Who told you that you couldn't have done ministry after you left school? Kokaweni. You feel like an idiot. Yes. Those are pampering. Let light shine on it. Kawe. If you enrolled for the course, you should pass. You should pass. 100 is the score. Why are you 45? Where are you there with the teachable? Are you with me, brethren? We must see these additions like that. You see the volume of time spent now talking about brotherly kindness, brotherly, and the details of it. Weeks, for the last 6 weeks, God's servant have been on it, opening brotherly kindness step by step by step by step. Every week, after every week, 2 hours, 2 hours, lectures. You can't fail exam, can't speak English. This is not leading prayer. Leading prayer is another thing. Are you getting me? That one is what? That's another matter. This is a subject. You will read it. You will observe it. You will do it. You will pass. Now Holy Ghost, they mark people. No be Reverend Busui. Hey. No be Pastor Dixon. Holy Ghost, he will be with you in your secret place. He will search your heart. Bros, you failed that one. I say, may you give him money. By now, don't you know the way he spoke? Didn't you feel you should give him money? You are still waiting for me to prompt your heart. Let me go and pray, but let me wait on you. When you become Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, you already failed the test. This one I do is mess after that. You are supposed to be promptly give him that money as they talk and give him that time. But there's a point where you are. You will come and pray, Holy Ghost. You just, I just feel in my heart I should. I should really give it to him. There's another level in your training. By now, you're supposed to know. As you see yourself, you know, sister, the guy hungry. Yes. You should. What you can't ask me? That's the Holy Ghost could follow us talk. What you can't ask me? So what you make I tell you? No give up. No give up. Now you say Alpha. Now so Holy Ghost could answer you. Because he's the one marking the scripture. Reverend Busuyi will teach us. Holy Ghost will mark all of us. And we should take it up dutifully, like we are aware there's promotion tied to this thing. Entrance is tied to this thing. If we fail, you go repeat the class. And there's room for overtaking in the spirit. They repeat, oh, other people they go forward. May that not be our portion. My thought this morning was just to stir our heart to see this thing and to go and look at it with all dutifulness and consciousness. Can we bow our heads and pray? Kaina Ladu, Soka de Pranigani Kosasa, Leye de Kekeke Duante, Rama Mama Makaka da Buto Gaye. Help us. Help us to take love. The commandment of love of the brethren serious. To take loving each other serious. Help us to take the commandment serious. Help us to look inward, look into it, and diligently observe to do. Help us, Jesus, to diligently observe to do. Help us, my Father. We obtain mercy. We receive help. Help. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadee by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.